Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Little Book That Still Beats the Market by Joel Greenblatt is a concise, investor-friendly guide to a rules-based approach for picking stocks using what he calls the magic formula. First introduced in an earlier edition, the updated version revisits the same core idea. Ordinary investors can improve their odds by focusing on simple measures of business quality and valuation, then applying them with consistency and discipline. Greenblatt draws on his background as a value investor and fund manager to argue that investing does not need to rely on forecasts, market timing, or complicated models. Instead, he emphasizes buying good companies at bargain prices and holding them long enough for fundamentals to matter. The book is written for readers who want a practical framework, not a theory textbook, and it tackles the emotional hurdles that cause many people to abandon sound strategies. While no method guarantees results, Greenblatt aims to give readers a repeatable process and realistic expectations about why it can be hard to stick with it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the magic formula, in plain terms. At the center of the book is Greenblatt's magic formula, a screening method designed to rank companies by two broad ideas: how good the business is and how cheap the stock is. Instead of relying on stories, predictions, or hot tips, the approach reduces stock selection to a repeatable checklist. Business quality is commonly represented through profitability relative to the capital required to run the business, which attempts to identify firms with durable economics. Cheapness is represented through a valuation measure that compares a company's operating earnings to the price an investor pays for the whole business, not just the equity. The magic formula ranks companies on both dimensions and combines the ranks to surface candidates that are simultaneously strong and undervalued. The book stresses that the formula is not magic in the supernatural sense. It is a disciplined way to tilt toward value and quality factors that have been historically rewarded over long periods. Greenblatt also frames the formula as a tool for improving decision-making by narrowing the universe to a manageable list, making it easier for individuals to take action without being overwhelmed. Secondly, why good companies can be bad investments and vice versa. A major theme is the difference between a great business and a great stock. Greenblatt explains that investors often overpay for wonderful companies because their strengths are obvious, widely admired, and therefore already reflected in the price. When expectations become too high, even solid performance may disappoint, leading to weak returns. Conversely, a company with temporary problems or an unpopular industry can become cheap enough that the stock offers attractive upside even if the business is only moderately good. The book uses this contrast to reorient readers away from brand recognition and toward the relationship between price and value. It also highlights how markets can be efficient in the long run, yet still swing between optimism and pessimism in the short run, creating opportunities for systematic buyers of undervalued quality. This framing helps readers understand why a simple ranking system can work. It pushes them toward situations where pessimism has lowered prices on decent to excellent businesses. The idea also reinforces a key behavioral lesson: feeling comfortable about a company often means the investment is already crowded and priced accordingly. Thirdly, a practical process for implementation and diversification. Greenblatt emphasizes that a strategy is only as good as a reader's ability to apply it consistently. The book outlines a straightforward implementation plan that is designed for individuals. Select a diversified set of qualifying stocks, buy them over time rather than all at once, and hold them long enough for the underlying value to be recognized. Diversification matters because any single stock can go wrong for reasons unrelated to the screening metrics, and the edge of the method is expected to show up across a basket, not in every pick. The approach also suggests a disciplined schedule for adding positions and replacing holdings, reducing the temptation to micromanage. By making the method mechanical, investors can avoid constantly second-guessing themselves in response to headlines or short-term price moves. The book also nods to tax and trading considerations by encouraging a longer holding period and a routine that limits unnecessary turnover. Overall, the implementation guidance aims to turn an abstract factor tilt into a repeatable habit where the investor focuses on the process and accepts that outcomes will vary year to year even when the process is sound. Fourthly, the behavioral challenge: why a simple strategy feels hard. One of the book's most useful contributions is its discussion of why effective strategies are psychologically difficult. Greenblatt argues that if a method has an edge, it will often look wrong in the short term, because it typically involves buying what others dislike and avoiding what others dislike and avoiding what others celebrate. That can lead to periods of underperformance relative to popular benchmarks, creating doubt and causing investors to abandon the approach at exactly the wrong time. The book frames this discomfort as a feature, not a bug. The willingness to look different is part of what earns the potential reward. It also explains the common traps that derail investors, such as chasing recent winners, selling too soon after a decline, or constantly changing systems in search of certainty. By presenting a rules-based approach, Greenblatt offers a way to outsource part of the decision-making to a pre-committed plan, which can reduce emotional interference. The broader lesson is that the market pays returns not just for taking risk, but for enduring the social and emotional strain of being out of step. Readers are encouraged to treat discipline as the real competitive advantage. Lastly, limits, caveats, and how to think like a business owner, Greenblatt is careful to position the magic formula as a helpful tool, not an all-purpose guarantee. The book encourages readers to understand what the metrics are trying to capture and where they can mislead. Accounting choices, cyclical earnings, one-time events, heavy leverage, and sector-specific quirks can distort measures of profitability or valuation. Some businesses, such as financial firms or companies with unusual capital structures, may not fit neatly into the framework. The book's underlying mindset is to think like a buyer of an entire business, focusing on the cash-generating ability of operations relative to the price paid. That perspective supports healthier investing habits, comparing alternatives, demanding a margin of safety, and resisting the urge to treat stocks as lottery tickets. The method can also be complemented with basic common sense checks, such as avoiding obvious accounting red flags or concentrating too heavily in one industry. By acknowledging limitations, the book helps readers adopt the strategy responsibly, with realistic expectations and an understanding that any formula is a starting point for disciplined decision-making, not a substitute for judgment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors who want a simple, repeatable approach to stock picking without building complex valuation models. It also works well for readers who understand the basics of stocks and want a framework that is more disciplined than news-driven or opinion-driven investing. The main benefit is practical. It teaches you to focus on the two levers that matter most over time, business quality and price, then apply them consistently through a structured process. That mindset can improve decision-making far beyond this specific strategy by reducing impulsive trades, limiting performance chasing, and encouraging long-term thinking. Compared with many investing books that stay theoretical or depend on detailed forecasting, Greenblatt's approach is unusually actionable. The emphasis on rules, diversification, and patience makes it easier to implement in real life and to evaluate results honestly. It is also worth buying because it addresses the hardest part of investing, sticking with a sound method through inevitable periods when it lags. Even if you do not follow the magic formula exactly, the book can sharpen how you judge value, set expectations, and build a process that you can maintain for years. If you would like to support Joel Greenblatt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.